Veterans, I'd like to pass on to you this true story about a farmer's son who is making good despite what lesser men would consider a crippling handicap. Bob, that's our hero, had both his legs badly injured while fighting with the 79th Division in Europe. When he was discharged, he didn't know what to do. But he did know what he wanted to do, get back on the farm. He had a long talk with the Veterans Administration vocational advisor. A 3-year program was worked out for him, including classroom work and practical farm experience. And now Bob is on his way to becoming a successful farm manager. And that's exactly what Congress intended when it provided vocational rehabilitation for disabled veterans, to help them take their places as productive, useful members of their community. So, veterans, if your service resulted in disabilities that can be overcome by training, get in touch at once with your nearest Veterans Administration office. They are able and eager to help you. With a spectacular lack of regret, a large portion of our male population is getting back into civilian clothes. But to always one to be different, the Squire of 79 Wistful Vista is busy getting into uniform. Just why he's making like a soldier, vintage 1918, remains to be seen as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Look, dearie, must you wear that old army uniform today? Can't you go in civilian clothes?
No, sir. This is a military occasion, and by George, hey, hand me my blouse, will you?
Wait till I take these last 2 mothballs out of it. Well, heavenly days, look at that.
Huh?
Square mothballs. Hmm. With little black spots on them.
Oh, my gosh. So that's where those... How many spots on top?
Well, there's 4 spots on one and 3 on the other.
Well, how do you like that, a natural? After all these years. Not a dime riding on it. Oh, hey, this thing has shrunk, hasn't it?
No, I don't think so. You're just bigger in the chest.
Yeah, I guess I have.
And don't forget your chest is in a different place now, too.
Well, gee whiz, you can't...
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Mr. McGee, are you... Oh, Mr. McGee, you're always clowning. What a costume.
Now, take it easy, Alice. That's his old army uniform.
Oh, gee, I thought maybe he was in a play or something.
My dear child, don't you realize that one of our greatest problems today is how to treat a returning serviceman? Don't you realize that you can't pick up a magazine today without reading an article about don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. Don't talk to him about the war. Do talk to him about the war. Until a civilian is so darn nervous, he can't talk to anybody about anything.
Yeah, and it's a lot of belly scuttle, if you ask me.
Well,
treat them like they were people, I always say.
Well, but I don't understand, Mr. McGee. You haven't been a returned serviceman for 25 years. Haven't you got over it yet?
An interesting question.
Look, Alice.
Hmm?
You remember Mayor Latrivia?
Oh, sure. He was that big, handsome man that went into the Coast Guard.
Well, he's coming home today, Alice. He's been in the Pacific for 3 years.
Creepers, and they finally picked him up?
He hasn't been in the Pacific all that time, Alice. He's been on the Pacific. New Guinea, Holland Days, Lingayen Gulf, and all that.
He's now a chief pretty officer.
Happy officer.
Well, I think he's pretty.
I'm telling you, chief petty officer.
Whoops. What was that?
Oh, just a button off his blouse, Alice. You better stand off to one side of him. He's loaded.
I think that uniform is very interesting. But why has he got his legs all bandaged up? Varicose veins?
Those are puttees, Alice. Wrap-around leggings.
Oh.
My guy, didn't you ever see a uniform from the First World War? The Big War? The one Liddy Rickenbacker and I were in?
You said he Rickenbacker in before she was born, dearie.
Well. See you later, Mrs. McGee. Goodbye, Mr. McGee. I think your uniform is simply... Oh, brother.
What was she snickering about? Does this uniform look that funny?
Why, of course not, dearie.
Of course not.
It looks lovely.
I think so, too.
With those white tennis shoes and the polka dot bow tie, you're the snappiest looking soldier.
You answer the phone, Murray. I'm still kind of dizzy from wrapping these leggings.
All right. 79 Whistle Vista, Marley McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Carstairs.
Oh, that old water buffalo.
Yes. You are? Why, we'd simply be delighted to, Mrs. Carstairs. What? Oh, just me.
Mm-hmm.
I see. You're the chairman of... Yes, but...
That old tomato surprise is chairman of so many committees, she has her gloves made with built-in gavels.
Yeah? Oh, well, thank you so much, Mrs. Carstairs.
Thank you.
Goodbye. McGee, you know what?
Know what?
Mrs. Carstairs is in charge of the reception committee for Mayor Latrivia.
Huh?
And they're all going to meet him at the railroad station, and she's going to make a speech of welcome.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a speech all wrote out. And if that diamond-studded old mud-runner thinks she's going to
be... Yeah, but she's going to have the parade with Mayor Latrivia in the back seat of her car, and she's asked me to ride with him, and I said you'd be with me, and she said there wouldn't be room for you. So I said...
Now, just a minute there. Hold everything.
But look, dearie, she...
I don't care what she said. Nobody's going to finagle me out of this thing. Where's my overseas cap?
Ah, oh, you lost it at the Legion Convention in 1936.
Then I'll wear my air raid warden helmet. Where's my air raid warden helmet? By George, as a World War veteran, I think I'm entitled... Oh, I know where my air raid warden helmet is.
Where?
It's right here in the hall.
Oh, no, McGee, no, not the very first time he...
Straighten out that closet one of these days. Ah, here's my old air raid warden helmet.
Heavenly days, what an anthill this station is. I don't know why the railroads can't arrange to have their trains come in someplace that isn't so crowded. I wonder where Mrs. Carstairs. Ah, there she is.
Yoo-hoo, Mrs. Carstairs. Yoo-hoo. There you are, my dear. Is that open to do, Is your husband with you?
No. No, he isn't. He just walked out of the house muttering something about staying in the background. You see... Oh, look, Mrs. Carr says, there's Mr. Wilcox and Dr. Gamble. Yoo-hoo, boy, he's over here.
Train number 31, the cinder bucket, will arrive in 2 minutes on track 3 from East St. Louis, Kankakee, Moline, Joliet, and oddly enough, Havana, Cuba.
Gentlemen, we must be at the gate to welcome the mayor.
Well, where's the trivia?
I don't see anybody in uniform on that train. Except that dumpy little guy in the... Oh, now, wait a minute. It can't be.
Heavenly days, it's McGee. McGee, how did you get on there?
Hi, folks.
Well... There's Mr. Latrivia right behind him, trying to see what's going on. Move aside, Mr. McGee. Move aside.
Look at Latrivia trying to peek over McGee's shoulder. She looks like the middle Andrew's sister.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my proud privilege to welcome home from the South Pacific Chief Gunner's Mate, His Honor, Mayor Latrivia.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Needless to say, I've looked forward with a great deal of pleasure...
Hold it a minute, Latrivia. I wasn't through yet.
Huh?
Oh? Since I climbed aboard at the edge of town, I have been briefing Latrivia on how to conduct himself in civilian life. I've been telling him he can't expect to go into the first store he comes to and buy a girdle.
Come, Mr. Mayor. We have a car waiting for you.
Thank you, Mrs. Carstairs, and it's wonderful to see you again.
I was just telling Latrivia that the cigarette situation...
Oh, Latrivia, you seagone ward healer. How are you, boy?
Dr. Gamble, why, you bald-headed old midwife. Glad to see you. And Harlow Wilcox.
Welcome home, pal. We've been keeping the ballot boxes hot for you.
Well, I must say, I... Well, Molly McGee,
Hello, Molly.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. This is such a...
I've been telling the trivia about what a civilian's been through while he was out there in them lazy old South Sea Islands, folks. I told him
attention,
that he ought
to... please. Train number 31, the cinder bucket, now leaving on track 3. Board!
Wait a minute. My duffel bag. I must have left it on the train. McGee, would you mind...
Oh, I'll get it. I'll be back in a second.
Hurry, McGee.
Well, I must say, folks, that when McGee got on the train at the edge of town, I was
I can't find him, Trivia.
Huh?
Okay, get off, McGee. Get off quick. No, don't. It's going too fast, Kitty.
Hey, let me off.
Pardon me, Mr. Mayor, but this is your duffel bag right here, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Now, as I was saying, when McGee got on the train at the edge of town, I was really...
To all veterans everywhere, I'd like to pass along this information about your GI insurance. Congress made some mighty important changes which affect your GI term insurance when it passed the Insurance Act of 1946. You now may name anyone you choose as a beneficiary. You may elect to have your policy paid in a lump sum payment or monthly payments to fit your own personal need. Now, I'm told that a good many of you ex-GIs have dropped your term insurance for one reason or another. And that just doesn't make sense. Where else could you get all the advantages and protection offered your family in this low-cost, government-backed insurance? If you are one of those who has dropped his term policy, the Veterans Administration advises me that it's a very simple process to get it back. In most cases, it's a matter of paying 2 monthly premiums. So why don't you visit your nearest VA office? And they'll give you all the information and help you need in putting your policy back in force. If you still have this protection, hang on to it. And that's our Here's to Veterans tribute from Fibber McGee and Molly. The Veterans Administration wishes to thank our sponsors, the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station for making possible this transcription in the public interest. Tune in for another star-studded Here's to Veterans show. And remember, veterans, for advice and help on your insurance, loans, education, medical care, and other VA services, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking, and now a word from your local announcer.